Good morning and welcome to Spinning Radio. Today is November 4th. It's a Friday. It's about 10 to noon. And yeah, it's been a while. Sorry. I've actually had a lot of things to talk about this week, but I keep forgetting to actually sit down and make my blogs. But the good news is that it has been a really good working week this week for me. I went to my ballet class both Monday and Wednesday, and Monday I took my first step towards making ballet classes a teeny bit cheaper. I decided to pay for the the punch card, which saves me a little bit of money in the long run. But the cool thing, the reason why I'm talking about that, because obviously that makes no difference to you, is I didn't have the random spare cash that I normally have for my classes, but I knew I'd wanted to buy that punch card. So I've had this $50 bill floating around with me for a while now, for years, actually. It's really funny. When I was packing up the house to move out of California about 4.5 years ago, actually probably, 4.5 years ago, I found an old card. It was a card from my grandma for my bridal shower. It had a $50 bill in it. And it was just kind of cool. I mean, here it was. I'd already been married for a couple years. And I found this $50 bill. And also by this point, my grandma had already passed on. So it was a very interesting kind of, you know, message from beyond the grave type of thing, you know? So I'm like, oh, so I kept the money on the card and I put the card back away and I kept it in a place where I knew it'd stay safe. And then, you know, interestingly enough, I think that may have been the start of a very interesting time. Shortly after that, I found out I was pregnant with my youngest. And during most of the pregnancy, I seriously felt like I was channeling my grandma the whole time. I mean, she was due, you know, right around the time of my grandma's birthday, and just something, I really wanted to name her after my grandma, but that didn't work into our scheme, and blah, 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 blah. Nonetheless, I've just kind of had this link to my grandma since then, and, you know, that money has kind of just been there ever since. You know, it's been tucked away in a drawer, in the card. I never knew what I wanted to use it for, and then I got divorced. So it was even funnier, you know, here it is, a $50 that I got for my bridal shower for a wedding that is now over, but I didn't know what to spend it on. I didn't know where to put it, what to do. And of course, there's been about a million times where I could totally use that extra cash, but I didn't want it to go to waste. I didn't want it to go to something just tiny and frivolous, you know? So finally, this Monday, I pulled it out and I put it towards my punch card for ballet because I've decided that grandma is now has now helped to fund my endeavor here. And I felt really amazingly good about it after that. I don't know what it was. I don't know if I justified it to myself or what, but I felt really good that my grandma is here. She's watching. She's helping. And I think it was a really great place to put that money. So that's the dorkiness of me from Monday. Now I'm trying to think what else I have going on because I've thought of things and forgotten things throughout the week. But today I am doing, like I said, it's a work week as in I'm doing stuff for this blog, not working elsewhere, but today I'm working on actually starting up this blog, putting it in its own little home, not just posting it to my Facebooks anymore, my Facebook, but yeah, so Spinning Radio is going to have its very new home. I'm nudging it out of the nest, off of my Facebook, although it'll still be on my Facebook for a while, but, you know, look forward to the new little endeavors that I am embarking on. And yeah, I'm using big words and not quite correctly, but it's all good because I'm talking. And at this point, so with a minute left, and which means I've recorded about 4 minutes, I'm not redoing it. So ha ha. Anyway, I think that's about it that I got for now. I may do another one later today, but I really want to get these going daily. I know I keep saying it. I'll do it eventually, I swear. Well, have a great day. And if I don't speak to you again, which is always likely, have a absolutely wonderful weekend, and I will see you next time.